episode 6, I've chosen to do an urban legend. Now, the urban legend I've chosen to do is actually a Japanese urban legend. So I figured this would be actually kind of interesting for some people. I figured I'd go a little bit out of my range. So there actually was a film that was created in 2009 about this. So the legend is called Tiki Tiki. Now, the film is actually called Tiki Tiki 2, and if you can actually find it that's not in Japanese writing and could tell me about it, that would be really great. So I know some of these words I'm probably not going to be able to pronounce because, again, I am not Japanese, so why don't we just get into it? So this urban legend is actually about a ghost of a young woman, or a schoolgirl, as they put it. So she apparently was said to have fallen on a railway line where her body was actually cut in half. So she is what they call an onro, which is considered a vengeful spirit. So this vengeful spirit apparently lurks in urban legend areas around train stations in the dead of night. So since she no longer has a lower body, she actually apparently travels on either her hands or elbows, dragging her upper torso. And as she's dragging it, apparently she makes screeching sounds or tiki tiki like sounds, which is, I guess, how the name of the legend happened. So apparently if you encounter this individual, she will chase you down and slice you in half until you're a torso, which of course apparently in such way this mimics her own disfiguration. So I guess she's very vengeful, so she must be upset, I guess, with people who have a full body, which of course if she's a vengeful spirit, I can't really tell you what the paranormal has in mind, if you believe in that. So why don't we just continue? So apparently there is actually another version of this story which concerns a young woman, and now this young woman is apparently known as the Kashima Rikuo. So apparently she was said to have died with her legs severed from her body by a train on the tracks, as well as the first version. But according to this legend, her legless spirit haunts bathroom stalls, asking occupants if they know where her legs are. So pretty much she questions individuals and replies with an answer that Kashima does not find acceptable. So she will rape or cut their legs off, and the individuals may actually survive this encounter by replying that her legs are the Mishina Expressway, or by responding with the phrase Kamen Shinin Ma, or Mask Death Demon, which may be the phenomenon root of her name. So I thought that was actually really interesting. I was actually coming across it, so I figured maybe he would find that interesting. As I was looking through it, I also found another legend. Now this one, I'm not even going to attempt to say the name of what it is in Japanese, but in our terms, they call this the slit-mouthed woman. Now apparently this is a malevolent figure in Japanese urban legends or folklore, which describes a malicious spirit. Now this malicious spirit is of a woman, and she partially covers her face with a mask or other items that carry some sort of sharp object. Now she has been described as a contemporary Yoka, which I'm not really too sure what Yoka means, but if you want to look it up, that would be great. So apparently, according to popular legend, she asks victims if they think she's attractive, and if you respond with no, she will kill them. Now apparently she has a weapon. I haven't really been able to find what kind of weapon she uses, but she has a weapon. So apparently if you say yes, she will reveal the corners of her mouth, which are slit from ear to ear. So if you've ever seen like Batman, the Joker, you know what I'm talking about. But this isn't healed up like the movie. This is actually apparently a very gory sight. So I found that pretty interesting. So apparently she will repeat her question over and over again, but if you respond with no, she will kill you. So if you say yes, she will cut the corners of the mouth of your mouth in such ways that resembles her own disfigurement. So I guess either way, if you say yes, you get your face cut. If you say no, she will kill you. So I guess like kind of way, it's There's really no way to go with this. She's gonna get you anyways. So apparently there are methods that you can use to survive this encounter. So it includes by answering her question, by describing her appearance as average, or distracting her with money or hard candies. I'm not really too sure why hard candies would work, but I thought that was pretty funny. So apparently she was a woman who was mutilated during her life. Now apparently her mouth was slit from ear to ear. In some versions of the story, there was an adulterous wife or a concubine of a samurai during her life. So apparently as her punishment or her infidelity that she had against her husband, they slit the corners of her mouth from ear to ear. Now there's various versions of this urban legend and tales. If you want to look up different versions, I would consider it because, you know, they're very interesting, but I figured I would just pick one so I don't confuse everyone. So apparently this included mutilating her during a medical or dental procedure. I guess like they told her you were gonna go and get this done and after you'll be okay, but she was actually mutilated during this. So apparently she was very jealous of other people's beauty after this happened. Her mouth was filled with numerous of sharp teeth. Apparently, she looked very, very scary after what they did to her. So, after this woman actually died, apparently she came and she became a vengeful spirit. So, in order to hide her shame, she apparently covers her mouth with a cloth and goes up to people asking them the famous question, "Am I pretty?" So, in some visions or encounters, apparently she's covered her face with different things, from a hand fan to a handkerchief. Apparently the instrument she actually, I did find it, apparently she attacks you with a knife or a machete. I'm sorry, I'm at a loss for words. If a spirit came out to you with a knife or a machete, I'd just run. I wouldn't even listen to what she had to say. I don't care if she's asking me if I'm beautiful or am I pretty. I'm a run. I'm gonna take my shit and run. I don't care. I'm not even gonna deal with her. So anyways, so when she asks you, am I attractive? She either says, am I pretty or am I beautiful? If you answer no, she will kill you. If you answer yes, she will reveal her mutilated mouth, repeat her question. Or sometimes she'll ask you something called core demo, which apparently translates to even with us or even now. And if you respond with no, she will scream at you in fright and kill the person with her machete or knife. So again, I'd be running. And she would make you out to look like her. So apparently individuals can survive this encounter by using one of the several methods, like I said in the beginning. If you answer yes to both of her questions, though in other versions she will visit the individual's residence later that night and murder the person while they're sleeping. So I guess if I did run away, she's gonna come murder me while I sleep. So I guess there's really no way out of this. I'm probably not gonna go visit Japan now. Thanks, guys. So, apparently, other survival tactics that you can use is replying to one of her questions, your average, or giving the individual enough time to run away because she's distracted. Or if you throw money or hard candies, apparently she runs after it. But the candies have to be a caramelized sugar. So I guess if you got black licorice, you're screwed. You're gonna die. Or you can actually say the word POMED 3 times. And she will just disappear. So I guess I'm probably going to go with that one. I'm just going to say, POMED, POMED, POMED. And hope to God this girl runs away. Because other than that, I'm screwed. So anyways, I'm really hoping you guys had a little bit of fun with this. This was my Urban Legend episode.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.